Shut the fuck up and listen to me, cum stain. Let's get one fact straight. We're here for my entertainment, not yours. You're a pathetic little excuse for something male that could hardly be described as a man. In any case, your ridiculous little cock would never be able to satisfy me anyway. But I don't see why I can't have some fun at your expense. Maybe I'll get my boyfriend to fuck me while you watch. He has a nice big cock and is actually able to satisfy me. Why don't you take your dirty fucking underwear off and put it on your stupid little head? Pull it down tight. If you can even manage that with your non-existent muscles. So you can smell your own piss and shit. You think I didn't know about those skid marks in your underwear, did you? But I did, you disgusting little pig. When was the last time you showered? You really can't fucking take care of yourself, can you? No sense of decency. Pathetic piece of shit. I guess I really have to fucking instruct you in everything, considering you have no experience anyway. Okay, take the bowl of ice that I told you to get before you started this audio, and go find a flat wall, put the bowl on the floor, and stand with your back against the wall. Hurry up, I don't have all day. Okay, good. I guess the only thing you're good for is following orders. Now, I want you to slide your back down the wall until you're in a sitting position. You can move your feet out to help you keep your balance if you need to. You better not fucking fall. Yes, it's supposed to be uncomfortable, idiot. If it's not, then you need to move your ass down further until it is. And, by the way, your ass better not touch the ground. Make sure you keep your balance. This is called a wall sit. It's extremely painful when done for a long period of time, but you don't mind, do you, loser? You'll do anything I say. Now, once you're in position, I want you to start repeating the alphabet backwards. That is, if your idiot little brain can figure that out. You can start now. Good. Now, keep repeating the alphabet backwards. And while you're sitting in this most uncomfortable position, I'm going to start a timer, and you will get 1 minute to come. If you can't come, it's not my fucking problem. That would just further prove what an utterly fucking useless piece of shit you are. And what an utterly useless human being you are. Complete waste of space. In fact, let's make it even harder. Get a piece of ice from the bowl and use that as your lube to jerk your pathetic little cock with. Are you ready? Good. You can start now. Oh, I bet your thighs are starting to shake already. Starting to cramp from sitting in this position. And I bet that ice is just so cold against your cock. Or can you even feel it? Since your dick is so tiny. I bet you have to jerk off with two fingers, don't you? That's probably too much. Halfway there. If you want to come, you better hurry. Make sure you melt that ice down and make lots of lovely lube. 15 seconds to go. Time is just flying by. I wonder if you're going to get to come. 3, 2, 1, stop. Hands off. Oh, you fucking loser, you didn't make it, just as I anticipated. Oh well. I guess you don't get to come yet, if at all. I guess we'll have to see about that. Did you have fun jerking your cock for me? I bet you did. I bet you're grinning from ear to ear already. All right, now get off the wall. Get down on your knees. You're a little mutt. A dog. Subservient and loyal no matter what I tell you to do. Now, be a good little doggy and bark while you slap your balls 5 times. Make sure it's loud. I want your neighbors to hear how pathetic you are. Oh, does it hurt? I don't fucking care. Hurry up. Are you done? You better be. Now, I want you to walk on all fours and go get some of that food that I told you to get. Hurry up, little puppy. Better crawl faster. Good. You have your food now? Good puppy. Now, I want you to get the food and throw it on the floor. Yeah, that's right. I want you to give the food and put it on the floor. You're gonna eat it off of the floor where you fucking belong, amongst all the filth. Good boy. Now get your fucking mouth down on that food, you useless piece of shit. Eat it. I don't fucking care if it's full of germs. I already know how you live. Like a fucking little filthy pig. So, a little extra won't hurt anyway. Oh, you're enjoying it? Oh, look at you. You're a fucking dog for me. Think about how absolutely fucking pathetic that is. A fucking dog. You're on all fours with your underwear on your head, eating food off of the fucking floor, and you're enjoying yourself. You like it. You disgusting animal. Make sure to bark and whine as you enjoy your 5-star meal. Good boy. You know, you're not even human in my eyes. You're less. You're a thing. A play toy for whatever I want, whenever I want it. Have you finished? I really don't fucking care. Just lick the floor clean now. You have a few more seconds to get that last bit of food up before we move on. Make sure you lick it all up like a good boy. Don't want to leave a mess behind, do we? Though it probably wouldn't matter because your house is probably disgusting anyway. Good. Get all those crumbs up. Now, get up. There you go. Get up. Now find that pack of rice that I told you about in a big bowl. Good. Now, you're going to open the rice and spread it on the floor. Yeah, you can put the fucking bowl down, idiot. Put it on the floor first, and then open the bowl, or open the rice, and spread the rice all over the floor. Good. Oh, look at all the mess you're making. Now, get down on your knees in the middle of it. That's right, I want you to kneel on top of all that rice that you just spread out on the floor. Good. Now, you can start by picking up every single piece of rice by hand, one at a time, and put them in the bowl. Once you've picked up the ones you're not kneeling on, you can move and pick up the rest. You better get started, idiot. You have a lot to clean up. Make sure you keep kneeling in it, though. I want you to pick up every piece of rice that you're not kneeling in first. Do you feel it digging into your knees? Oh, I bet your legs are already hurting from that waltz that I made you do. And now you have to kneel in rice. Oh, poor thing. Not really. It's not like I care. Oh, how many pieces of rice do you have up already? Is it taking a long time? Are you picking them up one at a time and putting it in the bowl? See, it's shit like this that makes you, one, an idiot. Two, a fucking moron who doesn't have any control over himself. And three, a little sissy boy. A useless fucking human being attempting to be a man. You're nothing. Just a being in existence. You're so weak, ugly, and disgusting. No one could ever love you. Keep picking up all that fucking rice, you shithead. And you better not get off the floor until every piece of rice has been placed in the bowl. I don't care if it takes you an hour, or two, or three. You better pick up every piece. Good boy. Now, that's all you're getting today. No orgasm because you were useless, but that was to be expected.